Welcome to Devotional Reflection by Friendly Connection. Today's scripture reading is Mark chapter 12, verses 30 and 31.
And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. The second is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these.
Now, today's devotional reflection. Arguably, the two utmost commands in the Old Testament are to love neighbor like self. Leviticus chapter 19, verse 18, and know that God is one. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4. In the New Testament, Jesus said that we must love the Lord our God with all our heart, mind, and strength, and to love our neighbor as we love ourselves, because there are no commandments more significant than these. The key to Jesus' command is putting God center in our lives. And out of our love for Him, we can love others the way we love ourselves. The aspect of Leviticus and Mark demands that we should be motivated to serve others in the same way we are motivated to serve ourselves. This is a high call, and it is impossible to achieve apart from God's Holy Spirit living inside us. Of course, we have the Holy Spirit's power only when Jesus Christ is the Lord and Savior of our life. Think about Jesus' life. Everything Jesus did was motivated to serve the needs of others. Indeed, Jesus took care of Himself, and indeed, Jesus' needs were always met. Still, in everything, we witness Jesus putting the needs of others on a level playing field with His own needs. Jesus even said that His food is to do the will of God. If we look carefully at the life of Jesus, we see Him daily giving Himself to the crowds and His disciples. There was never a time that Jesus left needs unmet. When He witnessed sorrow, Jesus brought peace and comfort. Jesus ministered to children, and from the cross, as He was dying, He provided care for His mother. Paul the Apostle said, "Love fulfills the law." Love motivates serving and caring for others. Jesus did not come into the world for Himself. Jesus said that He was among us as one who serves. Jesus lived not for Himself, instead He lived for us. Jesus' death was not for Himself, He died for you and me. Jesus' resurrection was not for Himself, His resurrection was for us. Jesus' ascension was not for Himself. Jesus ascended for us. Jesus' second coming will not be for Himself. That too is for us. How would it affect your confidence if you sincerely love others the way you love yourself? How do you think it would affect your ambitions, your faith, your attitude, and your assurance? Like Jesus, may we say, our food is to do the will of God and then love others as we love ourselves. Devotional Reflection is brought to you by Friendly Connection, the teaching ministry of Chuck Hartman. We hope you will join us again.